The narcissistic neighbor. You can block a family member if you want to go no contact with them, but the neighbor? Nope. You share a fence or a wall with them. Every step, every noise, one too many garden gnome could be a federal offense to them. They can be a literal nightmare. Like any narcissist, they either play the victim or the hero, where applicable, especially if they're communal, but they're never, ever the villain. It's all about power and control and avoiding exposure and accountability. Here are their greatest hits list. They thrive on conflict. They'll start drama and issues over anything. Recycle bins, noise, parking, your kid's ball going over the fence, a single branch of a tree that happens to be on their property line. And most, especially if they're more vulnerable or covert, will have that victim mentality. Somehow you encroached on them, even if they started it. And with that can come very passive-aggressive behavior, like leaving nasty notes on your door, in your mailbox, gossiping with others, community police behavior. Why? Because they are entitled. They believe that the rules are for you, but not for them. They'll behave how they want, when they want, and moving the goalposts for others should be expected. And with that entitlement, they have very poor boundaries. They will have no problem pushing yours, and some of them can become dangerous. Especially if they're more malignant, like the commenter said, destroying our property and garden, they lied, blame shifted, played the victim, rewrote history, no accountability. Some will make threats, false legal claims, stalk you, harass you, use intimidation tactics. And the impact of living in close proximity to someone like this for your nervous system is very real. It's like being in the relationship. When someone behaves like this, you start to walk on eggshells constantly. You're on high alert. You're waiting for the next blow up. And to avoid additional conflict or escalation, people often end up modifying their behavior by not approaching them at all, fawning. Maybe you have to install security cameras for your safety, or you just start second guessing really normal activities like having a barbecue, playing music, taking out your garbage. And this is not just a neighbor issue. The proximity for your nervous system can cause stress, hypervigilance, and CPTSD-like symptoms. A lot of people ask this, why the hell do they do this? Because they're very, very dysregulated. They thrive on conflict because all of their energy goes into protecting the false self. It's like Dr. George Simon says, it's not that they don't see, they just disagree. And it's not that they're unaware, they just don't care. And they'd rather control you and the narrative at all costs than risk exposure or accountability. So how do we handle them? We always say they have the same playbook, so they require the same toolkit, just with different tools for different circumstances. Document everything. Even if you think it's silly, expect lies. You need to keep receipts. Very clear, firm boundaries. Don't jade, justify, argue, defend, explain. Where applicable, drop the rope, because if you leave the tug of war, they have no one to fight with. They're just flailing around on the hill all by themselves. But if you do push back or you have to involve legal channels, expect escalation. I've done a full video on the escalation ladder that narcissists typically go up. It starts with emotional manipulation, and if it gets really serious, it can get into stalking and harassment. And with that, safety first. If threats, intimidation, or weapons enter the picture, take that very seriously. At the end of the day, every narcissist I've ever dealt with leaves me thinking this. They need something better to do with their time, like a hobby. Like, just why? But they won't, because their entire hobby is protecting their ego and avoiding exposure and accountability at all costs.